Hey my podcast family, this is my raw and uncut recording of one of my consultation call where I was telling to my client that how does a business get start or how does a business idea get funding at the initial stage. So please listen it carefully and be with me on this podcast on aka Prajwal Show, means as known as Prajwal Show, and you will get a lot of information of getting fund at the different stage by different people, means just like a venture capitalist, banks and so many others. So please listen carefully, let's tune. Why do companies go public, or how does a company get funding from a different level? So before we jump ahead as to seek an answer as to why companies go public, let us spend some time to figuring out a more basic concept, the origins of a typical business. And to understand this concept better, we will build a tangible story around it. And let us split this story into several scenes so that we get a clear understanding of how the business and a funding involvement evolves. So let us imagine a budding entrepreneur with a brilliant business idea. He wanted to manufacture highly fashionable organic cotton t-shirts. The designs are so unique, it has an attractive price point and the best quality cotton is going to be used to make these t-shirts. He is so confident that the business will be successful and he is all enthusiastic to launch the idea into a business. But as a typical entrepreneur, he is likely to be hit by a typical problem, and that is, where would he get the money to fund the idea? So, assuming the entrepreneur has no business background and he will not attract any serious investor at the initial stage, and chances are he would approach his family and friends to pitch the idea and raise some money. He could approach the bank for a loan as well, but this would not be the best option for him. So let us assume that he pulls in his own money and also convinces two of his good friends to invest in his business idea. Because these two friends are investing at the pre-revenue stage and taking a blind bet on the entrepreneur, they would be called the angel investors. Please note, the money from the angels is not a loan. It is actually an investment made by them. So, let us imagine that the promoter along with the angels raise 5 crore rupees in capital. And this initial money that he gets to kickstart his business is called the seed fund. And it is important to note that the seed fund will not sit in the entrepreneur's personal bank account, but instead of it sits in the company's bank account. Once the seed capital hits the company's bank account, the money will be referred to as the initial share capital of the company. And in return of the initial seed investment, the original three, means the promoter plus two angels, will be issued share certificates of the company, which entitles them an ownership in the company. The only asset that the company has at this stage is cash of 5 crore rupees, and hence the value of a company is also 5 crore rupees, and this is called the company's valuation. Okay, so issuing share is quite simple. The company assumes that the each share is worth of 10 rupees, and because there is a 5 crore rupees as a share capital, so there has to be 50 lakh shares with each share of worth of 10 rupees. In this context, rupees 10 is just a face value, and the face value could be any number. If the face value is 5 rupees, then the number of shares would be 1 crore. Okay, so the total of 50 lakh shares is called the authorized share of the company, and these shares have to be allotted amongst the promoter and two angels. Plus, the company has to retain some amount of shares with itself to be issued in the future. So let us assume the promoter retains 40% of the shares and the two angels get 5% each, and the company retains 50% of shares. Since the promoter and the two angels own 50% of shares, this allotted portion is called the issued share. Okay? And please note, the balance 50% of the shares, totaling 25 lakh equity shares, are retained by the company, and these shares are authorized but not allotted. Now, backed by the good company structure and a healthy seed fund, the promoter kickstarts his business operation. He wants to more cautiously has decided to open just one small manufacturing unit and one store to retail his product. His hard work pays off and a business starts to pick up. At the end of the first 2 years of operation, the company starts to break even. The promoter is now no longer a rookie business owner. Instead, he is more knowledgeable about his own business and of course more confident about it. Backed by his confidence, the promoter now wants to expand his business by adding one more manufacturing unit and a few additional retail stores in the city. He chalks out the plan and figures out that the fresh investment needed for his business expansion is 7 crore rupees. Now he is in a better situation when compared to where he was 2 years ago. Now big difference is the fact that his business is generating revenues. Healthy inflow of revenue validates the business and its offering. He is now in a situation where he can access reasonably savvy investors for investing in his business idea. Now let us assume he meets one of such professional investors who agrees to give him 7 crore rupees for a 14% stake in his company. So, the investor who typically invests in such early stage of business is called a venture capitalist, and the money that the business gets at this stage is called a Series A funding. Okay. After the company agrees to allot 14% to the venture capitalist from the authorized capital, the total holdings of shares are 64%, and the balance 36% of shares is still retained within the company and has not been issued. Now, with the venture capitalist money coming to the business, a very interesting development has taken place. The venture capitalist is valuing the entire business at 50 crore rupees by valuing his 14% stake in the company. With the initial valuation of 5 crore rupees, there is a 10-fold increase in the company's valuation. And this is what good business plan validated by a healthy revenue stream can do to businesses. And it works as a perfect recipe for the wealth creation. So, with the valuation going up, the investment made by the initial investor will have an impact. And now the total valuation of the company after 2 years is 32 crores. Wow, that's great, right? Going forward with our story, the promoter now has the additional capital he requires for the business. The company gets an additional manufacturing unit and a few more retail outlets in the city as planned. Things are going great. Popularity of the product grows, translating into a higher revenues. Management team gets more professional, thereby increasing the operational efficiency, and all is translated into a better profit. Now the 3 more years passes by and the company is phenomenally successful. The company decides to have a retail presence in at least 3 more cities. To back the retail presence across the 3 more cities, the company also plans to increase the production capacity and hire more resources. So, whenever a company plans such expenditure to improve the overall business, the expenditure is called a capital expenditure, or simply we can call it a CapEx. So, then the management estimates 40 crore rupees towards their CapEx requirement, and now the question arises in our mind that how does the company get this money, or in other words, how can the company fund its CapEx requirement? So, there are a few options with the company to raise the required funds for their CapEx. And number one is the company has made some profit over the last few years. A part of a CapEx requirement can be funded through the profit. And this is called the funding through internal accrual. Now the second point is the company can approach another venture capitalist and raise another round of venture capital funding by allotting shares from the authorized capital. And this is called the Series B funding. Now the third option is the company can approach a bank and seek a loan. And the bank would be very happy to tender this loan as the company has been doing fairly well. And this is called the debt, right? Now the company decides to exercise all the 3 options at its disposal to raise the fund for CapEx. It blocks 15 crore rupees from internal accruals and plans a Series B, divest of 5% equity for a consideration of 10 crore rupees from another venture capitalist, and also raise 15 crore rupees debt from banker. Now with the 10 crore rupees coming in for 5%, the valuation of the company now stands at 200 crores. Of course, this maybe seems a bit exaggerated, but the whole purpose of this story is drive across the concept. Now, the company still has 31% of shares not allotted to shareholders, which are now being valued at 62 crores. Also, I would encourage you to think about the wealth that has been created over the years. This is exactly what happens to entrepreneurs with a great business ideas and with a highly competent management team. Alright, and a classic real world example of such wealth creation stories would be like Infosys, Page Industries, Eicher Motors, Titan Industries, and in international space, one could think of a Google, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and Stepson. Now, few years passes by and the company's success continues to shine on. With the growing success of this 8-year-old 200 crore company, the ambitions are also growing. The company decided to raise the bar and a branch out across the country. They also decided to diversify the company by manufacturing the retaining fashion accessories, design and cosmetics and perfumes. Now the capex requirement for the new ambition is now pegged at 60 crore rupees. Now the company does not want to raise money through debt because the interest rate burden, also the finance charges, which would be eat away the profits of the company generates. So they decide to allot shares from the authorized capital for a Series C funding. They cannot approach a typical venture capitalist because venture capitalist funding is usually small and runs into few crores. So this is when a private equity investor comes into a picture. So private equity investors are quite savvy and they are highly qualified and have an excellent professional background. They invest large amount of money with the objective of not only providing the capital for constructive use but also place their own people on the board of the investee company to ensure the company steers in the required direction. Okay, so assuming they pick up a 50% stake for the consideration of 60 crore rupees and they are now allowing they are now valuing the company at 400 crores. So the total holding of shares is now 84% and the total valuation of the company is now 336 crore. Please note, the company has retained backed by 16% stake which has not been allotted to any shareholder. And this portion is valued at 64 crore rupees now. Usually when a private equity invests, they invest with an objective to fund large capex requirement. Besides, they do not invest in an early stage of business. Instead, they prefer to invest in companies that already has revenue stream and is in operation for a few years. So the process of deploying the PE capital and utilizing the capital for the capex requirement takes up few years. Now after these four stages of funding, where we have learned about how does a company get funding, and the number one is a angel investor, number two is venture capitalist, number three is banks, and number four is public equity. Now the IPO means initial public offering comes in picture, and we will learn about it in next podcast. So if you have loved this podcast, please share it to your other entrepreneurs, and if you have really liked it, if you have really loved it, so please take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram story, tag me there by @AKAPrajwal and I will shout out. So thank you for listening and keep motivating me by just loving it.